And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Gianna Lauren.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. We've had we had a pretty good top or first 10, and we have an even better top 10, I think, for you coming up in this hour of the program. And I'm Anthony Edmond. Gianna Lauren is in studio with me this week and joining me because Brian is off. Sometimes I like to make up what Brian's doing. So when Mike was on the show with me a couple weeks ago, we said that he was at a Q-tip convention, and when he returned, he informed us that he didn't like the fact that we used Q-tip because that's a brand, and he really wanted us to get down to the root of what a Q-tip actually is. And I can't remember what he called it, but ear cleaning device or something. And regardless, it was ridiculous because we were like, you weren't at a Q-tip convention, so why do you care? But today, he is not hosting people for the National Campus Radio Conference. He is barbering at a barbershop in New York City.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Brian.
He's a man of...
so ambitious.
Man of many talents. Man of many talents. But because of that, I get to hang out with the cool and the awesome Gianna Lauren, and it's great to have you co-host on the program.
I'm delighted to finally meet you. I know you had me as a guest on the program 2 years ago when
I released
an EP, but I'm in St. John because I also wear a radio hat. Not only am I a musician, but
and it's
I'm
one wicked hat. Like, if you can see it right now, folks, it's a crazy hat.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of us here from CKDU in Halifax, which is the station I'm very... very lucky to be employed by, the campus community station based at Dalhousie University, and we're here to take in the conference and St. John, and thank you for opening up the airwaves to some of us renegade broadcasters from around the country.
It's no problem. They told me if I didn't do it, I'd be fired, so there you go.
Oh, Brian is tough.
It's tough. All right. Well, we've got a great, as I said, great lineup for you in this hour of the program. Of course, it all comes from earshot-online.com. And Gianna's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
That's right. Earshot is available at earshot-online.com. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week. And you can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations in Canada. You can also find specialty charts, like if you're into jazz or electronic. There's reviews, and you can also volunteer to do reviews. And there's some interviews there and all kinds of other good stuff. So go to earshot-online.com.
What else is actually really cool is I finally met the creator. Everybody's like, oh my, he met
creator?
He met God? No,
with
I did not. Not
C?
The creator, small c, creator of the earshot-online.com website and charts. Magnus is here.
Yes,
and
Magnus,
the infamous, and he is of course here for the conference, and I get to chat with him, and he actually said to me that if I ever wanted to transcribe one of my interviews or some of my interviews that I do for the show, that he'd put them up online. So I was like, well, that's pretty sweet, because I mean, you know, but then I'm like, man, am I that ambitious? Am I ambitious enough to type out everything that's been said? I don't know.
Well, I can't answer that question for you, but I will take this opportunity to give a big warm shout out to Magnus, who has been doing Earshot for I don't know how many years, but the sector, he's been doing it volunteer, and the sector would be a very different place without Earshot and that connection to the music community and the whole charting platform for independent artists in Canada, and well, I guess they're mostly from around the world, but the Canadian chart system through Earshot is just really sort of shapes the culture. It's great.
It is awesome. It's awesome indeed.
Thanks, Magnus.
Thank you, Magnus, for all of your hard work and your team at Earshot. It's good stuff. Find them online and find us online too. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We'll give you an interview and play something from your latest release. So please get in touch with us and we'll do that. All right, we're going to kick it all off. We're going to start with number 10, make our way back to number 1, and all kinds, as I said, all kinds of great stuff. We've also got Steven in this hour of the program and the lowdown. So we'll start it right now. It's happening.
It's happening. The top 10 is happening. Don't go anywhere, because coming in at number 10 is the beautiful duo project between Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld. We're going to play a track called Won't Be a Thing to Become, and that'll be followed by Grace by Patrick Watson and the song Layla by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart.
Coming in at number 10 this week, it's Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld and a song called Won't Be a Thing to Become. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Shot 20. Number 9.
She's bored. She picks up the paper. There's a magazine cover of a movie you'd hate. But she doesn't care. Takes a stream with a smile and a beat, 'cause her eyes are taller than all of the other girls, taller than all of the rest of you know.
Number 8.
Believe my feet again. Do you share?
All right, and that was Layla by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart. Patrick Watson has a song called Grace. We played that. And Won't Be a Thing to Become by Colin Stetson. And Sarah Neufeld kicked off that set list.
All right, now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. Of course, you know that. It's the Earshot 20, and Gianna and I counting down the top 10 albums. Taking a break from that right now to head back to the phone line. Stephen Karlick still on the phones with us, and more music news to come your way. And we start that off with a big announcement. And I think this is huge because I know that these guys will be on the charts. Yo La Tango has some news.
Yes, the long-running band, the beloved indie rock band, recently celebrated their 30th anniversary, which is very cool and feels sort of weird and makes me feel old. but they're not showing any signs of slowing down yet. They have announced plans to release a new record to be accompanied by a world tour. The album is called Stuff Like That There, and it's out August 28th through Matador. Keep in mind, by the way, that all of these release dates are going to fall on Fridays, which are going to change from Tuesdays, as has traditionally been the case. So cool stuff there. I think we've talked about that before. The new Yo La Tango album will see the trio of Ira Kaplan, Georgia Hubley, and James McNew reuniting with former member Dave Schramm and playing as a four-piece as they revisit old songs, cover songs by other artists, and offer up some new stuff too. This, of course, takes after the tradition of their 1990 collection Fake Book, which did a similar thing. Yo La Tango Oldies All Your Secrets, The Ballad of Red Buckets, and Deeper Into Movies will be reworked on the new album, while Hank Williams, The Cure, and The Lovin' Spoonful are just a few of the artists that get covered. A full track listing, as well as the album artwork, which is very cool, is pictured at exclaim.ca, as well as all their tour dates, which are many. There are dates in Toronto, Montreal, Calgary, Vancouver, and I might be missing a few Canadian ones, so do stop by exclaim.ca and check it out.
I know, I pretty much had to scroll the length of a car drive from Toronto to New Brunswick, so there's a lot of dates there. And great stuff, Yo La Tango, and I had a chance to actually to talk to James McNew the last time they released an album, and they were on the charts, so I'm excited to hear what this one has. And now we have one more album release to chat about before we move on to some news about festivals, which we love to chat about. But first, we'll talk about Fiddler.
Yes, we will. The Los Angeles-based garage punk unit recently wowed Toronto fans at Canadian Music Week, and they're finally set to channel that live energy back into a full length to follow up their 2013 self-titled debut. The new album will be called Two, and that's T-O-O. It's slated to arrive on September 4th, courtesy of Wichita Mom and Pop Records and Dynalone Records. In addition to the album announcement, the band have shared a new video for the lead single and album opener, 40 Ounces on Repeat, proving that they haven't lost their keen sense of on-camera hilarity. The clip sees the band impersonating an array of MTV-era musical icons. It's really great. I can't suggest highly enough that you go to exclaim.ca, check out this video. You may see a lot of videos referenced that you hadn't seen in a long time. It's definitely worth checking out. I won't give any of that away, but very classic videos referenced. You can also find the track list for Two there, as well as all the tour dates, so lots there.
Very cool. All right, we will round it out now with one last story, and that, of course, is festival news. And we've been talking about festivals, it seems now, for weeks, but all kinds of festivals going on, so you can't leave them out. City Folk has some news rolling out for the 2015 lineup.
Yes, Ottawa Folk Fest is rebranding as Ottawa City Folk Festival. And expect more festival news as the summer continues, because it is never stopping. Like I said, they're rebranding with a new name and a new location. City Folk is slated to take place at Lansdowne Park. The festival's organizers have also unveiled the massive lineup for this year's event. Topping the list are big-name folk-tinged favorites like Van Morrison, which is very cool, the Avett Brothers, Wilco, and Of Monsters and Men. But they'll be rounded out by artists like UB40, The Sheepdogs, Patrick Watson, Lord Huron, L. King, Lucinda Williams, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, Lee Harvey Osmond, the Barr Brothers, Built to Spill, Winter Sleep, Sun Kill Moon, Will Butler, and tons of others. You can stop by exclaim.ca and see the entire list. The festival's executive and artistic director, Mark Monahan, said in a statement, quote, "We're looking forward to moving City Folk to the Great Lawn at Lansdowne Park, adjacent to the football stadium. The new site provides us with an accessible world-class venue that we'll have the privilege to animate while creating a magical experience for Ottawa festival goers. So very cool stuff there. They're expecting more than 50,000 attendees. The festival will run from September 16th to 20th, and you can find full ticketing options and more details at exclaim.ca.
Awesome stuff. Well, there you go. Lots to take in, to from new albums to festivals, all kinds going on. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us on the program again this week, and I'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. I can't remember if I've made this my song pick of the week yet or not, but it's actually my favorite song of the year so far, so I had to pick it again. It's also in honor of the fact that our new issue is out with Jamie XX on the cover. Indie rock fans might know him better as part of the band The XX. This is his first full-length album, and it's out now on Young Turks. It's really incredible. It's called In Color, and it explores the full spectrum of his influences so far. This song is called Loud Places, and it features Romy Madley Croft, also of The XX, on vocals, as well as a bunch of gospel claps and soulful vocals. It's truly incredible. Like I said, my favorite song so far. It's Loud Places, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Reach, reach out of me. I feel music in your eyes. I have never reached such high. When you come down, I won't be around.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Jamie XX, Faith No More, Patrick Watson, Brandon Flowers, Jazz Cartier, Buffy St. Marie, and our annual festival guide for all the festivals across Canada this summer. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
Faith Healer. Oh my goodness. I'm a fan. That was Acid by Faith Healer from Edmonton. Zero in the City from Great Lakes Swimmers and their beautiful new record. And kicking off the set was Steven's song pick. Hi, Steven. That was Loud Places by Jamie XX.
So I know I told you this before, like before we went on the air, but Steven made it a point to tell me a couple of weeks ago and then reminded me this week when we were recording that you recognized him at Lanya Vanya in Newfoundland, and you were like, oh my god, I recognize you from the Earshot 20. And he was like, oh wow, that's great. And then he was actually like really, he was really taken in by that. He thought that was really cool that somebody recognized him, and he thought that was awesome.
It's true. I was standing in a group of people and he was chatting, and I thought, where do I know this voice from? I know this voice. And I listened to Earshot 20, so I know there's the segment and I know it comes from Exclaim, but I didn't connect the names together. And I approached him afterwards and I said, hi, I'm Gianna, blah blah blah, and by the way, are you are you the contributor to Earshot 20? And he flipped. He was so thrilled, because it's interesting, the radio medium, you don't know really who's listening. I mean, you can sort of track number of downloads, you can track how many people are tuning in online. But really, though, who's out there? Who's listening? Who's listening to our show? It's an interesting concept and something that I think we all, radio broadcasters, kind of, you know, we sort of lose sleep over every now and again. Yeah.
It's something that I wonder a lot, but I know I look at the downloads and I know we have a few people downloading it, so I'm just like, you know, we bring some joy to some people's lives. But Stephen was really excited, and I said, no one's ever recognized me from the radio show. What's that all about?
That can't be.
No, it's
you. I must be a local celebrity in St. John.
Oh my, yeah, as much as a rainstorm as a local celebrity in St. John.
You are modest. I'm not believing this for a minute.
Well, it's a hard market to break into, but I'll have my Stephen Karlik moment. All right, we've got a couple more tracks, and then we are going to get to the lowdown. Of course, letting you know what's debuting below the top 20. But before we do that, we have your number 5 and your number 4. And Gianna's going to let you know what's coming in at those spots.
At number 5, Peasantry or Light, Inside of Light by Godspeed You, Black Emperor. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole song, but we will play a good sized chunk. And then at number 4, Floodplain by Tamara Lindemann, otherwise known as The Weather Station.
There you go. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Every stream a torrent, with highway bridges that run high across the plains fleet. Half of the Maritimes, they say, is running this way.
Floodplain by the Weather Station at number 4, and right before that, number 5, Peasantry or Light Inside of Light by Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Of course, we couldn't play the whole thing because the song is a mammoth song, but you got an excerpt, I don't know how to say that word. Anyway, you got a piece of it, so that's what you heard right there. We're going to take one more break from the charts now and cut to a segment. I know you love it, and we love it too. We like to tell you what's debuting below the top 20 and has a chance of making it up into the charts and onto the show, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
The Lowdown?
That's exactly right.
All right, so we've got 10 albums debuting below the top 20 this week. That is number 21 to number 40. We kick off the Lowdown with number 46, and On Vanity, the debut album from Toronto, Ontario's Blonde Elvis. Quebec natives Le Vent du Nord have released their 8th album, Têtu, and that comes in at number 45 this week. Ooh, Carly Dow, she's from Manitoba. She's lovely. She has a new album, it's called Ingrained, and she plays a soul folk that you'll like. Her album dropped in May, and it's her first studio album, and that's sitting at number 4 right now. Jumping up to number 40, we see the return of the legendary Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell team for a second album that they've released together, and it's titled The Traveling Kind. Check it out. Mutilator Defeated. That sounds very dark.
I know, it sounded intense when I was looking it up too.
But check it out anyway. It's number 14 from the psyched out garage rock band from San Francisco, the OCs. It's fronted by John Dwyer. It sits at number 39 in the charts. At number 36, there's something called Dark Glasses, and they're from Victoria. They are punk rock, and they are fun. Shamir has a new one out. It's the debut LP of electronic indie pop from the Las Vegas singer-songwriter, produced by God Mode's Nick Sylvester. It grabs the number 34 spot this week. Why Makes Sense is the question posed in the title of Hot Chip's newest album. Sitting at number 32, it's the sixth album from the indie dance synth pop outfit and their second for Domino Records. In at number 29 on the charts is Born Under Saturn, and it's the follow-up to the well-received self-titled debut album from this psychedelic art pop quartet from London called Django Django. And rounding out the lowdown this week, I'm very delighted to be doing the lowdown, thank you, is the newest from Find the Others. The album called Empire of Time is the second from this group, Find the Others, and that sits at number 23.
Awesome. Thank you. You did it like a pro.
Oof, you really put me on the spot.
It's good, though.
The lowdown is a big deal.
It is. Imagine how much kind of pressure Brian's under, because he does it every week. I don't do it. It's
Brian.
Yeah, he's a boss. He is a boss.
Wow.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we've counted down the top 10. Of course, it all kicks off with number 3, and Gianna's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Whee, number 3 from our friends Metz. This is Eyes Peeled.
I was
listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
It is indeed. And it's almost the end of the Earshot 20 for this week.
I know, you sad?
A little bit. I'm hooked now. I'm hooked.
Oh, you get the bug.
I got the bug, but how will it work? I live in Halifax and you live here, but at least I can hear your voice every week because at CKDU, we broadcast the Earshot 20.
Thank you very much for that. That's great.
Yeah, we like it. We like it a lot. You folks do good work. And I think it's important to have a bit of a national soundtrack going on to kind of stay in touch with what's top in the charts.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. And of course, we had some music in there too. You're going to recap for us?
You bet. You just heard the number one song of the week on the Earshot 20. That was Getting Tired by Braids, who are probably not getting tired. They're probably having the time of their life right now. And at number two, Alabama Shakes with Shoegaze. And in the number three spot this week was Eyes Peeled by Metz.
There you go. Gianna has some great stories that she probably shared with you another time, but she couldn't share them today. And that's all right. She was great. Thank you very much, Gianna, for joining me this week on the Earshot 20. Really appreciate you you hanging out and helping move the show along. It was great.
Well, thanks to CFMH for hosting the National Campus and Community Radio Conference. There are 90 delegates here in St. John for the from all over the country who are involved in radio, and very, very glad to be here.
It's good stuff. All right, that's going to do it for us. And of course, it's the Earshot 20. Anthony Edmond here, and on the other side of the mic, Gianna Lohr. And Brian will be back next week, and we do this every week. Record and broadcast the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.